coming out of ASU GSV, I had a lot of conversations with funders where every time I brought this up, it's just clear that we as a sector need to reflect on what is the natural architecture of the experience of the annual calendar in our sector. When we come together at different times, it's often, you know, association by association or topic by topic, but there's not really a place for us to come together on how we want to improve, celebrate those who've improved, figure out who wants to go big, connect and actually like set targets and agree to come back and reflect. And so I think this is a powerful tool that will help with innovation. It's something that we think is missing, and it's something that I hope that you'll consider being part of.
Welcome to Innovating Together, a podcast produced by the University Innovation Alliance. This is a podcast for busy people in higher education who are looking for the best ideas, inspiration, and leaders that will help you improve student success. I'm your host, Bridget Burns. Each week, I partner with a journalist to have a conversation with a sitting college president, chancellor, system leader, or someone in the broader ecosystem who's really an inspiring leader. And the goal is to have a conversation to distill their perspective and their insights gathered from their leadership journey. Our hope is that this is inspiring and gives you something to look forward to each week.
Welcome to another episode of the Innovating Together podcast. I'm Bridget Burns, your host with the University Innovation Alliance, and I am coming to you live from right after the ASU GSV Summit, just coming in hot, and wanted to share with you, as I spent a lot of time with higher education leaders, with ed tech founders, with venture capital, with philanthropy, having conversations this past week, it really knocked loose some framing that I wanted to share with you in the hopes that this actually helps you, but also that you'll reach back out and give me your version of this. And it's around the architecture of change in our sector. So if you think about other places where they try and get people to go big, to do bold, brave work, to be ambitious and to change things, there would need to be like moments in time that are designed for you to see where you are, set a goal for where you're going, commit to where you're going, and then revisit every year or couple years, you know, how are you doing? And you would want to have, like, as we think about the annual calendar in higher ed, there seems to be missing some key elements to drive institutions to really validate and celebrate when they've done great work for student success, when they've actually improved things for their campus. Also, we're lacking an on-ramp that once existed. Years ago, we had something called the White House Opportunity Summit, where campuses came together, and in order to get in the room, you had to actually commit to a goal. You had to commit that you were going to actually do something bigger for your campus and for your students. And that got you an invitation to the White House, and that was great. If that was an annual thing, I think it would be amazing because it would encourage the sector to annually report back, reflect on what has happened, and continue to set new targets. But we kind of lack that change architecture. Like, I think about other ecosystems and even think about the private sector. So you often will have a company that will have its annual conference and the big sales leads will get on stage and be celebrated, you know, once a year. As I think about the places where you're trying to get someone to go beyond and to do more than they are expected to do, you kind of want to create an experience that almost feels like it's vision board worthy. This is what I was talking about with a variety of funders. And I just wanted to share that that's been informing our thinking about the upcoming UIA National Summit, is trying to create that annual moment in the annual calendar where campuses will, where we celebrate those who've made really significant progress, not because, you know, it's not reward enough, but more that you need to do that consistently so people understand that change is possible. We need to be consistently elevating stories of like, hey, they had X budget cut, leadership turnover, and despite that, they made significant improvements. Because we need to kind of like raise our eyes up to the horizon and remind ourselves that change is possible despite the stories we tell ourselves about how we can't. Well, mainly there's different flavors, but we can't is the general undertone. So that's something that we're going to be trying to do, is acknowledging the institutions who have made great progress. If I think about annually when campuses really get clear about the work ahead, it's often in the annual retreat they will have as an executive team. And so this is intended to like create a moment where a team of individuals who work in student success on a campus will do an offsite, and they will huddle and look at, where are we? Where do we need to go? What do we think is possible? what needs to happen in order to get us to where we need to go. And if we don't manufacture that moment, you know, it might happen, but it's not naturally going to happen. If you think about the annual calendar of higher ed, like we have a certain number of conferences that are consistent. You have things like commencement, you have the start of the term, you have summer, you have certain breaks, but there's not really something that guarantees that we're actually looking at where are we and figuring out where we need to go. And I think it would be powerful for us to do that together. So that's why we're asking people to come to the summit as a team, because you're going to get an offsite together to huddle, to focus on where are we, where do we need to go? And ideally in that conversation, what we're always trying to do at the Alliance is we're trying to suspend reality so that every kind of institution will stop for a moment thinking about how we are competing or how we are different. And we'll actually get real about the challenges that get in the way. Because what I have experienced as part of the UIA is that when you get institutions to suspend reality and talk about those things, if they are honest, the things they talk about are the same things. And what I think is a really powerful experience we want to create for others and that we create for our campuses is that when they're in that moment talking about those things that get in the way, it becomes very obvious, like this is not the path going it alone, that we should actually work together because we can move faster. And because, oh my gosh, what have you tried? I've tried this, you know, don't do this thing, but boy, here's what I learned. Those kind of conversations are incredibly valuable. And frankly, you can't pay for it. Like they don't happen frequently enough. Lastly, I think that as you do this experience, as you have this offsite, as I think about the change architecture for how we actually make it so that higher ed consistently moves forward, it's not just the offsite and the reflection and the check and the weighing in on our data. It's also that I think that we will identify things that people want to team up on. So we're going to be setting up this experience, as I've shared, so that naturally groups of institutions will find each other because they're working on the same thing. Oh, you want to work on adult learners. Oh, transfer is important for you. And you want to work on this kind of project. We want to work on that kind of project. Boy, it'd be so nice if we weren't just like leaving it to one person at our campus to figure this out. We could actually like team up together to share practice, to check in together. And our goal is that by the end of this experience, that will be just one experience on the annual calendar. Again, it's not annual, it's every couple of years. We're going to try and see if the resources were to emerge, like it could be. But right now we're focused on that it's been missing for a while, that we need to reassess, reflect, set targets, suspend reality and talk about the things that get in the way and the actual work needed, and help people find other institutions that want to team up together and ideally engage in some kind of a pitch competition that I'm out working daily to get funders to be ready for. Because if a small cluster could form or a network could form around a topic that that funder wants to see movement on, this is a natural space instead of trying to like go out and find campuses who individually want to do the work that you want to support.
I am Ray Magliozzi, co-host of NPR's Car Talk. If you're working to solve the biggest challenges in higher education, you've come to the right podcast. And if you're looking for a student retention platform proven to get results, check out Mainstay.com. I may be biased because the CEO of Mainstay just happens to be my son. So instead of taking my word for it, you can trust the research they've done with Georgia State, Brown, and Yale as proof that Mainstay improves enrollment, retention, and well-being. Visit mainstay.com/research to learn more.
I just want to give you a background of how I'm thinking about this work and how I've been talking about it. And coming out of ASU GSV, I had a lot of conversations with funders where every time I brought this up, it's just clear that we as a sector need to reflect on what is the natural architecture of the experience of the annual calendar in our sector. When we come together at different times, it's often, you know, association by association or topic by topic, but there's not really a place for us to come together on how we want to improve, celebrate those who've improved, figure out who wants to go big, connect and actually like set targets and agree to come back and reflect. And so I think this is a powerful tool that will help with innovation. It's something that we think is missing, and it's something that I hope that you'll consider being part of. So I just wanted to share it while it was super fresh, that it's going to be in, I think, a valuable tool that will be useful for any type of campus. It doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And October 23rd through the 25th in Tempe, Arizona is going to be where we're going to be meeting. And we've shared that the UIA Summit 2024.eventbrite.com is going to be the easiest way for you to be able to register. It is going quickly. And what I'm spending my time on is trying to raise resources for scholarships, because while a lot of campuses are registering, like I'm interested in the campuses who don't have the resources being able to be there. That's what will make it feel like this work is so worth it. And I think that that's how I'm thinking about it, as a valuable contribution to the field, to spur more collaboration and to like set us up for change. If you think about even just examples like, again, in the private sector, I was thinking about like multi-level marketing, which I'm not saying that we want to follow in their stead, but what's really interesting is that they create moments that are vision board worthy for people to go home and when they work alone and they're selling their product or something. And they do this with any company in general. You're trying to create something that makes people want to rise to the challenge. But I was just, the thing that has been on my mind is like, we don't have anything that's vision board worthy that is encouraging and incentivizing institutions to step up, other than the fact that it's the right thing. And before we judge and say, oh, well, why would you need anything more? Well, we do. Because otherwise, why hasn't the sector been able to achieve everything we've needed? Perhaps we might add to the architecture of the sector and create an experience that makes people want to be braver, be bolder, aspire to more, do more for students, and do it together. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not saying we're trying to create something where people wear like a sequined gown or anything, but I do think something that is aspirational, that a campus getting celebrated, that I would love nothing more than a group of leaders to say, you know what, we're not up there this year, but we're coming back. We're going to go home and we're going to do the work necessary to improve outcomes for our students so that we end up on that stage next year, the year after. And I think that the rest of us throughout higher ed, we're going to be doing this with the UIA Summit. But I also want to encourage that if you're holding an event, like think about ways that you can contribute to the broader architecture of change and innovation in higher ed, because we need everybody moving in this same direction so that institutions can do more for students. It's more likely, and we create opportunities to make it feel good, because wanting to do more or the need to do more is not sufficient. We have to actually make it more likely. So I appreciate the opportunity to share in real time, coming straight from ASU-GSV. And I look forward to hearing other elements that you think are missing from the sector and what we can build together to make it so that it's more likely that institutions be bold and ideally be bold in a collaborative way. So thanks so much for today, and I will see you next week.